Behold, I have created the blacksmith, who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:16-17. The day was full of contradictions, crystal clear, blue skies, peaceful and leisurely. Who knew one event on a perfect spring afternoon would turn my whole world upside down? She was distracted by the two grandchildren sitting in the back seat of her car. Instead of looking at the road ahead, she was looking in her rearview mirror at the very moment I was crossing the street. The sudden impact sent me sailing across the roof of her car and onto the asphalt. The pain, outrageous. The diagnosis, 2 crushed vertebrae in my spine. The challenge, staring into the face of a long recovery, wondering if I would ever be well again. Do you know what it's like to ride on the wings of your faith in the good times, but question the goodness of God in the bad? Have you ever experienced trauma that left you bewildered? This situation crept into my life with no warning. At times, fear crippled me. The continual challenge was to hold on to the belief that God was good when the events of my life spoke quite the opposite. It was during my recovery that I began shedding things I had collected for years, things I was unaware of. But God, in His infinite wisdom, knew precisely what He was doing. At the time, however, my trial felt like a trip through the harrowing forge. The harrowing forge. I found myself in the grip of a mighty blacksmith. There was no point in fighting for freedom in the captivity of his powerful tongs. But who could fight the desire to escape when staring into the mouth of the harrowing forge? The tongs were wrapped around my waist, the very center of my distortion. For years, I had contorted my form by twisting myself in ways that betrayed my very being. Now, as an adult, my shape was bending in queer angles that disabled my freedom and covered my beauty. I gazed into a bed of hot coals blazing, varied shades of orange. The flames breathed hot threats as the tongs carried me closer and closer to the mouth of the furnace. Though resistance was futile, I couldn't control my urge to fight the terrifying experience before me. My heart raced. Sweat poured from my brow, as much from angst as from the fast-approaching hot temperature. I screamed in terror. Still, the mighty blacksmith continued his work undistracted by my response. He plunged me into the fiery coals. Immersed in a blaze of fury, my body temperature soared. Razors sliced at my flesh. My limbs threatened to dismember. My skin bubbled. My head pounded with deafening screams. My eyes were engulfed in a sea of red anger. Surely death was calling my name. But in one swift motion, the blacksmith pulled me from the blazing furnace. The sudden and swift drop in temperature brought much relief to my body, yet I was still ablaze. I looked down to see the red glow that my form had stolen from the flames. Then the powerful tongs quickly laid me horizontal upon a cold steel anvil. I was staring at a broad span of white tiles on the ceiling. That's when I caught my first glimpse of the blacksmith who held my life in his hands. His eyes bore a loving gaze with reflections of pain. I knew my suffering brought him no pleasure. I wondered why then. Then the blacksmith reached for a hammer. Terror filled my entire being. He raised it over me, and I braced myself from head to toe. Suddenly, a blow struck my contorted torso, sending surges of agony to the outer reaches of my body. Another and another. With every blow, the blacksmith changed my form. I wondered why I must face such reshaping. The ugly contortions were my own. I was the one wearing them. I was the one who created them. So why was I not left to my own shame? Through my anguish, I subconsciously noticed a shift. My torso began to feel condensed somehow. Another crashing blow flattened my frame into a thinner, more refined mass that extended my limbs longer than they had ever reached before. The heat was beginning to subside when the blacksmith released my wildly distorted body. He lifted me off the anvil. "No!" I screamed. "Not again!" I knew exactly where I was headed, or so I thought. Instead of the hot coals, I was plunged into a river of shock. Steam escaped my pores as water forced the hot temperature from my body. Blazing hot quickly turned freezing cold. One extreme to the next resurrected my senses. I quickly learned that what I had hoped was the end of my misery was only the beginning. I was thrust back into a sea of fire where my screams were drowned in the furnace of my suffering. Pieces of my shell broke away and were devoured by the red flames. As my energy drained, I felt my life slipping away. I was about to give up when a powerful jolt pulled me out of the forge and into the cool air. Once again, on the flat of my back, I faced the unrelenting head of the hammer, crashing down on my weakened body. One blow, two blows, three blows, I lost count. The ebb and flow of pain blended into one steady stream of agony until there seemed to be no relief at all. No longer able to feel my body, I went into a numbed state of shock. Pounding, reshaping, shedding, all under the watchful eye of the blacksmith whose loving gaze contradicted the events I was facing. My shell became foreign to me. I looked down. Who are you? You are changing, but into what? The roof ripped off, the walls torn down, the wretched place I once called home burned to the ground. This painful season went on for what seemed an eternity until one morning. The door to the shop opened and the blacksmith appeared. This time, he did not put on his leather apron. Instead, he stood over me, surveying his work. He gently reached down and picked up my lifeless body. He cupped my head in his powerful hands and swayed me back and forth in a cradling motion. A smile peered from his lips, and then I heard these words, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased." He brought me over to a shelf adorned with a mirror. As he placed me upright, I could see my full reflection. I was beautiful. My flaws removed, my deformities healed. The old me had passed away, and in the beauty of my reflection, I was new. More shockingly was how my reflection captured the reflection of the blacksmith himself. The Creator, who left me bewildered, knew all along the missteps that created my distortion. He knew how to purify and reshape me. He knew how to heal me. He knew how to make me his own. In the reflection of the mirror, I could see why the work of the blacksmith's hands brought him such pain. His work, though painful, was a reflection of his loving care. How wicked of me to find my own way! How faithless of me to resist his masterful work and mistrust his care! Our Father knows all things. He makes all things new. His ways are always right. His creations are always beautiful, for his love for us is relentless. Now, question to ponder. There are varying levels of reshaping the Lord has for each of us. What anvil experience have you encountered, and what was God trying to accomplish in you?